ABC Radio Australia.
It's been 17 months after the global COVID-19 pandemic was first declared, and cases are still surging in parts of the Pacific, including French Polynesia. And worryingly for authorities, the virus has spread to many of the French territory's remote islands, where health resources are extremely limited. And for more on this, I'm joined by the World Health Organization's Pacific COVID-19 Incident Manager, Sean Casey. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Jordan.
Sean, how has the Delta variant changed the game in French Polynesia?
Well, French Polynesia is now in their third wave of the COVID pandemic. They started out last March and managed to contain it at only 63 cases, and then had a second wave towards the end of last year that was also largely contained. In July of this year, they had no cases hospitalized at one point, and then there was an introduction of the Delta variant, and over the last few weeks, they've seen just a massive surge in the number of cases in Tahiti and now in 45 of the islands around French Polynesia. The hospital in Tahiti is at 100% bed occupancy, both in normal hospitalization as well as in the ICU, and we're seeing increasing hospitalizations in Morea, in Raiatea, and in other hospitals in the outer islands.
And what sort of strain is that putting on the health system, with the hospital in Tahiti being at 100%? How is that impacting the flow and effects, you know, on people who may not have COVID but have other health issues?
Right, it's really stretched the health system in French Polynesia. They've actually added beds in the hall, the central hall of the hospital building. They've had some reinforcements of health workers come in from mainland France as well as from New Caledonia. But for sure, it's putting a strain on the health system overall. The bed occupancy rates at 100% even reflect significantly expanded bed capacity from what they had even just a few weeks ago. So they're mobilizing the entire health workforce from the public sector, the private sector, and getting some assistance from outside. And it's for sure it's straining the health system overall and requiring a redistribution of the health workforce to focus on COVID-19.
And what are the case numbers like right now in French Polynesia, and what's the trajectory kind of looking like?
Well, actually, the case numbers at the end of last week, they suspended publishing the incidence rate for a couple of reasons. But testing was really pushed to capacity, and health workers had to be reoriented to support case management, but also vaccination. So while we don't have the latest daily case numbers from the weekend or early this week, we do know that the other indicators, hospitalization, severity, show that the situation is still worsening, and the pressure is really on the hospitals to keep pace. There have been a number of measures put into place over the last few weeks to try to limit transmission, including confinement, essentially a lockdown that's in place for the Windward and Leeward Islands. But for sure, we've seen this increasing trend for several weeks now, and we're seeing the effects of it now with the increase in hospitalizations and deaths.
And what's the vaccination rates like in French Polynesia? Are they having any effect against this wave at the moment?
Well, French Polynesia has had vaccine rollout going since early in the year. There were some kind of delays in initial uptake, but in the last month and a half or so, the uptake has increased quite substantially, and they're now running very large vaccine sites in Tahiti and expanding vaccine coverage in the outer islands. So we hope to see the impact of that over the next few weeks, as more people get both their first and second doses, and particularly as efforts are undertaken to reach the most vulnerable, particularly the older population who may not have been vaccinated, and that's through community outreach efforts and running these kind of large vaccine facilities around the country.
You were saying before that there was a bit of help sort of on the way, you know, coming through the health workforces in France and also in New Caledonia. Is the WHO helping coordinate any of that? Is there any extra help coming as well?
There isn't any additional help in the pipeline at the moment, but we have had some discussions about the possibility of additional support. There is a WHO colleague who is just deployed to French Polynesia to support the response, who's arrived in the last few days. And we are in the process of dispatching 50 additional oxygen concentrators to support case management, particularly in the Outer Islands. So we've been working closely with the Ministry of Health and the Direction of Health in French Polynesia, and we'll continue to provide support as it's needed.
You're listening to the World Health Organization's Pacific COVID-19 Incident Manager, Sean Casey. Sean, you're based in Suva, Fiji, and like French Polynesia, the spread of the virus to remote islands is a trend that we're seeing in Fiji in recent weeks. Islands that have managed to escape the virus for months, unfortunately, it has managed to creep its way out there now. Health facilities are generally really limited in these kinds of places. What's available right now for patients who might be on the brink of experiencing a COVID wave in the Outer Islands?
Right. So we've seen now all four divisions in Fiji having local transmission or having cases of COVID-19. And particularly in the last 2 weeks or so, we've seen an increase in cases on the island of Kandavu in the Eastern Division, which up until now hadn't had any cases at all. It's concerning given, as you said, that they have a limited health infrastructure there. And as in some of the other smaller outer islands, the government of Fiji has, in the last few days, deployed a multi-agency team, including a significant team from the Ministry of Health, to provide surge support in Kandavu. I believe over 50 people, additional vehicles, generators, testing supplies, PPE, and oxygen delivery equipment. So there is some additional capacity within the country, particularly as the numbers have stabilized or the hospitalization numbers have gone down in the central division where Suva is. There's some capacity that can be deployed to those other islands. So we've seen this significant reinforcement in Kandavu, and the Ministry of Health is deploying resources to other islands as needed, including to islands in the Western Division that are now seeing cases and to the Northern Division island of Manualibu.
And the vaccination rates, as you say, in the Central Division where there's been mainly the major spread of COVID, it's been pretty widespread, at least with first doses, there's been a pretty wide uptake. In the Outer Islands, what are the sort of the vaccination rates there?
That's right. So the vaccine coverage now nationally is very high. First dose coverage, well over 90%. And over 40% of second dose coverage. The focus early on was the highest risk people, particularly in the central and western divisions. The vaccine rollout in the eastern division, which includes many smaller islands, has taken a bit more time, but the coverage in Kandavu, for example, the first dose coverage, the colleagues there were reporting over 80%. Eligible population. And the second dose comes due in just a couple of weeks, and the Ministry of Health colleagues are prepared to go and do very large-scale rollout in Kandavu, and the same is happening in the rest of the Eastern Division and the Northern Division. So the vaccine rollout's going extremely quickly, going extremely well, and the focus remains on getting high coverage, but also making sure that coverage includes the most vulnerable. So those over 60 years old, pregnant women, and people with other comorbidities that put them at increased risk.
You were saying there that the hospitalization rates have sort of stabilized, but with this spread into the Outer Islands, what's the WHO sort of predicting the trajectory in Fiji will be looking like over the coming weeks and months?
Well, clearly it's a concern when new areas are affected. Fiji had contained cases on the main island of Viti Levu for the last several months. And anytime there's an introduction to a new island that has not had any cases and that hasn't, had to scale up their overall response, there will be some challenges. But as I said, the Ministry of Health is mobilizing both clinical and public health teams. But also we're in quite a different circumstance in these islands now that we have good first dose coverage right across the country and increasing second dose coverage. So we would hope that we would see a lower level of severity. And I think the Ministry of Health and the government of Fiji have learned a lot through the experience in the central and western divisions and have experienced teams that are deploying to support these response efforts in the other islands.
Sean Casey, thank you so much for joining me here on Pacific Beat and giving us those updates.
Thanks, Jordan.
That was Sean Casey. He's the World Health Organization's Pacific COVID-19 Incident Manager.